What about the use of erlotinib outside a protocol setting in patients who have an EGFR mutation in the adjuvant setting? Is that something you'd be comfortable doing?
Again, obviously, that is very important to say. It's not FDA approved. I think that if the patient does not have the option of participating on the clinical trial, or if the patient is known to have a mutation and is very uncomfortable with the option of being randomized to the placebo in that trial, I think it's a valid discussion. I think that obviously that can be easily criticized with the argument that sometimes things seem to make a lot of sense and then the outcome ends up going in the opposite direction. And that's why we should not be doing medicine based on intuition. But I think that this is a little different type of scenario. I think the critics of the use in the adjuvant setting for patients with a documented mutation would remind us of the SWOG trial using gefitinib after chemoradiation for patients with locally advanced disease. Just to remind ourselves, in that trial, patients received the standard locally advanced quote-unquote SWOG regimen of cisplatin etoposide plus radiation therapy. And at the time that the trial was designed, it was part of that regimen, the 3 cycles of docetaxel after chemoradiation as well. And subsequent to that, they were then randomized to receive or not gefitinib. And although the trial was interrupted because there was no evidence of benefit whatsoever, if one looks at the curves, there seems to be some indication of a detrimental effect of the use of gefitinib. So it is certainly possible that things perhaps would make sense or would be considered unlikely to be detrimental and then turn out to be detrimental. But I don't think that that applies to a scenario where in the metastatic setting you have response rates, depending on the trial that you look at, of 60, 70, 80, approaching 90% if you have an activating mutation of the epidermal growth factor receptor.